Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. Let's go to James 2, 12 and 13. Oh, golly, is this powerful. How many's ready for that healing and everything just doubling blessing coming up? So speak and act as people should. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Speak and act as people should who are to be judged under the law of liberty.
Yeah.
Under what Christ has done for us.
Yeah.
Did Jesus love us? Did he have mercy on us?
Yes.
Oh, my God. For to him who has shown no mercy, you want to be critical and judgmental and criticize and go after people and you show no mercy, the judgment will be merciless. But mercy exalts and is victorious over judgment. Oh, you didn't hear it? Mercy triumphs judgment. How many know that at the judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be a day where everything is judged? How many in here will be expecting mercy on that day? Then, in other words, what this is saying is, because of what Jesus did, and we're going to receive mercy on that day, why shouldn't we, as people who are going to receive mercy, show mercy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you? That's hypocritical. You to live a life of judging and criticizing when one day, I was just saying. Is everybody okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But do you understand this is a key to your releasing that judgment off so that you receive that what God has for you?
Yes.
Do you see how the enemy will jump in on this? Amen. Man, Jesus has been merciful to us. And for us to act hard and critical, that's hypocritical.
Yeah.
We shouldn't act that way. We're going to receive mercy. The Bible just says it. You shouldn't act that way.
Yeah.
So what do you want, mercy or judgment?
Mercy.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Amen.
I don't want it just on that day.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
I want it now.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's pretty simple. You forgive, you'll be forgiven. You judge, you show mercy, you'll receive mercy. I'm totally convinced. Now, here's the point I wanted to get all to. I'm totally convinced that judging is the result of what we don't know. Because what we don't know, we're unaware of what's the imperfections in our lives. We're unaware of who we're judging. You don't know everything, right? And let's talk about Job. Could any good thing come out of Job? Right?
Yeah.
Well, there was some judging going on. So let's read into it. Let's go to Job 1 through 7. There was a man in the land of, what is that, Oz? No, Uz. His name was Job. And he was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he had all of this stuff. I mean, you can go on. He was very, very wealthy. I mean, he had a lot of clout in his community. When he spoke, it happened. Because all he had to do was pull his cattle and they wouldn't have a cattle sale. Okay, here we go. Now Satan comes in. All right, verse 6. Let's go on. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down it in it. Is this happening today?
Yes.
Yes. Does the New Testament tell us this is happening today?
Yes.
He's seeking whom he
may.
Don't you like that word may?
Yeah.
So he's not devouring everybody. But I got a question for him, for you. Is the devil devouring, destroying, stealing, killing from Christians who are going to heaven? And are there others that are not experiencing that same destruction? Shouldn't we find out what qualifies? You know what I'm saying? So we should find out. Now, so he's walking, going to and fro through the earth and walking up and down in it. Job, let's go to 8. Let's go to verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now, if you don't study to show yourself proved, you're going to think here that he offered up Job. But God didn't do that. The Young's literal Hebrew translation says it the best, and it says God was a step ahead of Satan, knowing he was considering Job, and actually said, you're considering my servant Job, aren't you? He didn't offer him. He knew he was. God is omnipotent. Satan isn't. Satan can't read your mind. God is, I mean, come on. He's the future, past, and the present. But Satan doesn't. And so you are considering my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect, which, you know, an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about... How does he know there's a hedge about him? Because he's been trying a million times to get in there. And about his house and about all that he hath on every side, thou hast blessed thy work of his hands and his sustenance and his increased in the land. You've blessed him in every way. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, now here's another mistranslation people do. Behold, all that he has is in thy power. He didn't say, go get him. What did he say right there? That word power is authority. Dude, he's living in your backyard. You're the God of this world. When Adam and man fell, he's living there under your jurisdiction. Are y'all with me? So are we. Only upon himself, you can't kill him. So Satan went forth. Now, I believe the place that Job started to give place to the devil was, he said, the thing that I fear the most has come upon me. So he had fear. Do not give place to the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. Are y'all with me? But boy... So he's coming at it, and Job's doing okay for a while, and about 30-some chapters later, Job turns and starts feeling sorry for himself, and I'm sure he had good reason why. Wishes he was never born. Wish he was dead. Are y'all ready for this? Then he says to God, and we've done this, it's not fair. You just judged God unfair. He just judged God unfair. And that's what the enemy wanted. That was the last nail in the coffin. How many people have thrown hands up? God, this is unfair. You better be careful there. You're judging God. And when you're judged, you shall be judged. Are y'all with me or not?
Yes, sir.
God comes down in a whirlwind. Whoa. Thank God, because the wan was getting ridiculous. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing, as you'll find out easily. You got some questions for me. I got some questions for you. Since you know everything. See, that's the deal about judging. You don't know. You don't know. How many years my mom said, Chip, they could be on their knees right now. Oh, Mom, look at them. Chip, how do you know that somebody's not praying for them? How do you know Jesus is, you know, come on, interceding for him? We're not to act that way. We're going to receive mercy one day. You're not to act this way. Do not be critical. It is stopping you from the blessings of your life. Don't do it. Don't do it. There's no cookie cutter way. There's no. But I'm telling you, especially with judging, don't do it. Jesus says, just don't. Stop. He comes down and he says, where were you? Are y'all ready for this? God's got a question for you. Where were you when he created the foundations of the earth? When he put that first star up there? When he put in all of the courtrooms of heaven and the laws and promises, everything? And the whole time, what? Job is, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know. Bam, 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 bam. He didn't know. And then he repents. Right? Aren't you glad for repenting? What happens to him? Gets healed? Sleeps good that night. Oh, y'all need to connect better. Y'all need to connect better. I had a little Job experience, not as crazy, but I slept really good. I like sleeping good. Makes me feel better. Are y'all with me? You mean that was holding me up, Lord? That was holding you up. Oh, man. And he, not only that, he got doubled everything. He was twice as rich and twice as blessed as he ever was. Amen? Job didn't know, did he? He didn't know. Now, Norval Hayes, y'all have heard the story. I'm going to tell you again because the Lord reminded me of it. He tells Candy and I, he said, I was preaching at a convention, and I, what he did is he judged a boy to hell because he knew about a boy in his hometown, and his family was terrible, and they were on drugs, in and out of prison, blah, blah, blah. And he used him in this sermon and said, poor fellow, he heard he just died, said, poor fellow went to hell. God, in front of 15,000 people, mama was there. Brother Hagin was on the stage, knocks him on his back. The power hits him and says, who are you to say who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? When you say you're going to hell, you're judging somebody. Who? You're not the judge. You've allowed judgment into your life. Forget the healings, man, and the devil's happy. You just keep your little old attitude. But God wants us to have the attitude of kindness and compassion and mercy, because one day we're going to be shown mercy.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.